There are two main purposes to the Six Thinking Hats concept. The first purpose is to simplify thinking by allowing a thinker to deal with one thing at a time. Instead of having to take care of emotions, logic, information, hope, and creativity all at the same time, the thinker is able to deal with them separately. Instead of using logic to support a half-disguised emotion, the thinker can bring the emotion to the surface with the red thinking hat without any need to justify it. The black thinking hat can then deal with the logic aspect. The second main purpose of the Six Thinking Hats concept is to allow a switch in thinking. If a person at a meeting has been persistently negative, that person can be asked to take off the black thinking hat. This signals to the person that he or she is being persistently negative. The person may also be asked to put on the yellow thinking hat. That is a direct request to be positive. In this way, the six hats provide an idiom that is definite without being offensive. What is most important is that the idiom does not threaten a person's ego or personality. By turning it into role-playing or even a game, the concept of the hats makes it possible to request certain types of thinking. The hats become a sort of shorthand of instruction. I am not suggesting that at every moment in our thinking we should consciously be using one hat or another. This is quite unnecessary. Occasionally, we may want to go through the hats in a formal structured sequence, and in such cases, we would lay out the structure beforehand. More often, we would want to put on one or other hat with some formality in the course of a discussion, or we may want to request someone else at the discussion to put on a particular hat. At first, this may seem a bit awkward, but in time it will seem quite natural to make such a request.